2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dejanovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Utah's top local story. Special coverage with Dave and Dejanovic.
I really want to dive into this, Dave, right now. Did you happen to listen to KSL night last night around 7 o'clock, starts at 7?
Are you asking me?
Did you?
Well, yeah, this was my story pitch. Yeah, I did. Yeah, this one was mine.
You mean inflation and gas prices caught your attention when you were listening to the show?
I actually got the alert on my phone.
Yep.
And I tuned in because I'm like, oh, yeah. I want to listen to that one.
So this has been a headache, of course, inflation and gas prices for many Utah families. How about
everybody? Everyone.
Yeah, just a few of you are suffering high inflation and high gas prices. We don't know what's wrong with y'all. No, it's everybody. It's hitting everybody in the pocketbook. And you're just having a hard time balancing your budget. I get it. Governor Spencer Cox. So he recently offers this suggestion to help Utah families. How about this, Dave? Free mass transit.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, I didn't think you'd be so big on free.
Because it's never free.
For all?
Is that what you're saying? Because
no,
it's never
because
free.
Just because you got to pay your way. I did.
Yeah.
That's Dave's mantra. I paid my way. You pay yours.
No, okay. So 99% of the time, I totally believe this. And I think I can justify why free is really going to be an overall savings. Right? I don't want to be a penny wise and a pound foolish. And I think when we talk about free mass transit, we keep telling people, take it, get on the bus, jump on the train, whatever it is, light rail. But we have to incentivize it because it's just too easy. It's just too convenient to jump in your car. You have to incentivize it massively.
I want to look at it in reverse, Dave. It's too difficult for a lot of people to catch the train. It's too difficult to figure out when the bus routes are running in your community that it's convenient enough to you to coordinate it with your kid's pickup schedule at school. It's faster for me to drive I-215 to I-80 to downtown than it is for me to drive all the way across the valley, park my car, and wait for the train.
Do you know what I hear? Excuses.
Excuses.
They're like belly buttons, Debbie. Everyone has one. Just because you have an excuse doesn't mean it's legitimate. You got some time in your day. It's going to take a little longer. It is inconvenient, no question. But again, when you start talking about free transit, which
Tell
is what Governor
save
Cox.
Me gas. Well, going across the valley to park my car in a parking lot.
Trust me.
Okay.
Because your bus stop is not across the valley. You might have to do a little bit of bus to train,
standing
bus to light rail.
Standing out there in the snow in the dark. Yeah, okay. So let's back this train up for a minute. Let's go back to KSL at night where Carlton Christensen, he's the chairman of the Board of Trustees for UTA, told KSL at night they're currently doing a study, and they're doing it with UDOT, on free fares for all Utahns. Free.
It would give us a lot of longer-term information about what we might want to consider. I'm not sure we know at this point what that scenario would be. I have a couple thoughts, but we also want the study to finish up.
I don't think you can delegitimize my concerns, though, Dave. You sound like you're delegitimizing them, like it's an excuse. It's actually reality for a lot of people. It financially does not make sense to drive westbound for 10 miles to catch the train when I can drive northbound for 8 to park at work.
Okay. You say it doesn't make sense financially. Well, it does. Again, if it is free. Now, it may not be worth your time, But I can tell you, you know, for a lot of people, and I think this would affect those that are struggling financially the most, right? Some people just have the financial stability to be able to absorb some of these costs. But for those folks that are really struggling, this is an incredible option.
Okay.
It's an incredible option. And
maybe hopefully they're studying when they're doing this study, they're asking these questions.
Yes. And again, the more you use mass transit, the more it expands, the more opportunities are available. But this is how I do the math, because I take the train into work, and I have off and on for years because I love the experience. I don't really like driving that much, so I like the convenience fine. But this is how I do the math. How far is my commute? So for me, it's 25 miles. Mm. It's 25 miles one way, 50 miles total. Well, I used to have a truck that got about 20 miles to the gallon, 18 to 20 miles to the gallon. So I figured, how many gallons of gas am I using every week? Every time I drive, I figured, oh, I use about 2.5 gallons of gas. Well, right now at 4:59, I'm costing myself $10-$11 every time I come to work. Well, if I go to work 20 days out of the month, well, I've saved myself over $200. Have you done that math? Well, are you doing that math,
what's
listeners?
What's the cost of a pass?
Again,
our company supplements the pass, right?
Yeah,
gives a free pass,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
So you may not be the average Joe here. Dave.
No, you're great point. I figured it if I had to pay for the pass, and it's about a 50% savings.
Okay, so you're still saving money.
And you're losing convenience. Okay. You're gaining some money.
And you're saving the planet.
I don't care about that.
I know you don't. So
I care about saving money, though.
So, during the conversation last night, during KSL at Night, Carlton Christensen also tossed out another idea. Let's talk about this for a minute. Instead of free fare for all, how about a discount program for those who need it? A discount program for those who really need it. He said they're currently running a similar program.
So we went through a process and lowered our monthly pass for social service providers to 25% of our normal costs, or it's about $22 a month. We recently enabled a 50% discount to those in the lower income brackets.
Okay.
There are free and reduced fares out there. I understand. The reason I would give it to everybody, and again, it's not free. I understand that. You've got to make up that 50 or 100 million, whatever the cost would be, right? There's operating costs that are legitimate. But this is where I think you come out as a net positive. You encourage people and you increase ridership, which, because we did free fare February, we saw a massive increase,
right?
Especially on the weekends. Mm-hmm. I think like a 58% increase on the weekends. You're going to have less wear and tear on the road. That will save you money. You're taking cars off the road. Okay, that's great for the environment. That's important to a lot of people. It's also great because you don't have to expand I-15. The construction costs, whatever it costs, that whatever costs you're gobbling up or having to eat because of free fare, whatever, you will make up for it when you don't have to pour it back into a lane expansion.
What utopia are you living in?
How do you not see this? This is so clear to me.
Well, first of all, what happens with the gas tax? It bottoms out because nobody's buying gas, or fewer people are buying gas. And so what happens when we do need to fix a road? We don't have as much money to draw from. So they got to make up the money somewhere else. And then you're like, not as many people are using I-15. Well, what about all the people from California who are moving here?
There you go. If they want to drive, they pay for it.
What about our population explosion that we expect over the next 10 to 20 years?
Exactly. It's not going to be fixed by expanding I-15. No. We've got to have alternatives. And the way you find alternatives, it's not going to work for everybody. We just need it to work for maybe 10% of people.
I want to hear from our listeners. Dave says UTA should be free for all, not just for a few, but for all. And not just for February, but for all the time.
Forever.
You agree or disagree with Dave? 801-575-TALK. You know the number to call. Dial it. 801-575-TALK. Talk to you in about 3 minutes.
And Dujanovic.
Start your mornings productively with important updates on breaking news,
traffic, and reliable weather.
You'll get it all on KSL from 5 to 9 with Tim and Amanda.
Utah's morning companions for news.
Dave and Dujanovic.
How about we start the conversation like this? Or not. It's time for Dave and Debbie Differs. My audio's not playing.
I got it.
You got it. Do you? Really?
Mine's not playing now.
Oh, Carlos, our producer, we got a problem with. Anyway, this is Dave and Debbie Differs, heart to heart, going toe to toe for sure. Dave thinks that all public transit should be free to all at all times, not just in February, not just when he feels like it, but all the time. I'm not convinced that's the best way to go.
The reason I think that in typically, I hate all the free handouts from government, but listen, this is why I think it, this is why I make the exception, right? It's because we're already paying for the roads. We're paying for these things with our tax dollars, with our gas tax. So I want to know, what is the best investment in Utah transportation? And I think for far too long, we've ignored public transit. We have not developed a great public transit system compared to some other big cities. This is a great opportunity to lean in, to teach people, because I truly believe this. If you try it and you try it in earnest, you will fall in love with public transit like I have.
I don't believe at this point that it would be free for all. I think it would be free for a few. We don't have a system right now that is set up to be convenient enough, and I don't mean completely convenient, but convenient enough and handy enough, localized enough for somebody to catch a bus in South Jordan over to the track station in West Jordan so they can catch a train that's 10 minutes late to get to downtown Salt Lake. I know from my own experience, the bus stop by my home is located on a crazy wild bend, a blind corner. I don't think there's a sidewalk there. And I see people standing out there at 5 o'clock in the morning in the dark in the winter. And I think, you know what? That just looks a lot of dangerous to me. So that's how I would start every morning. And then I would take the bus to the track stop, which is about 10 miles west from my home. And then I would get on the train, and I don't know what the train commute is because I don't take the train right now because it's not convenient. And I'd probably be here in about an hour.
Yeah.
Or I could be here in 17 minutes from my house.
Yeah. There's no question when you're taking public transportation, you are giving up convenience. It's going to take longer, but you're going to save money. And that is ultimately what I look at. And when I am paying $4.59 a gallon, I have to look for alternatives. And I think a lot of families are looking for alternatives. Yeah. And if you just pay for your bus pass, then the savings is, it's okay. Maybe 50%. You're saving maybe 50% of your cost, maybe a little more. But a free fare is a game changer. If you can jump on and you can take your family, I'll tell you this. Let me give you an example. Just recently, we came down to the movies, came down to Salt Lake. We wanted to watch a movie, and we drove because I couldn't afford to take, you know, all three kids, buy them a train ticket, even though I know how to use the train. It just didn't make any financial sense. I'd be paying more to put everybody on the train to come down because the train's kind of fun. So we drove instead. If it's free fare, I'm like, hey, everybody, jump on. Let's go to City Creek.
Okay. We got to get to our phone lines because they are lighting up. But let me just tell you, why is that my problem?
Because
it's not
you
my
deal
problem
with it every day on I-15.
That you can't afford to take your kids in the truck downtown to watch a movie and you want free fares? Come on, Dave. You got to give me a better story than that.
And then Debbie complains about the traffic. All right, Jerem in West Jordan. Who are you with? Do you like free fare?
I'm definitely with Team Dave. I agree with Debbie that, you know, the public transit probably what doesn't work for everybody, but for the more people we can get on public transit, the cleaner the air is. I think eventually the EPA is going to tax us because our air is so dirty in the wintertime. Mm. I just feel like we all benefit when we can get people on public transit, just like we all benefit from public schools. We have educated citizens, you know, everybody's. Even if I don't have a kid going to school, I benefit from public schools. I think we're going to benefit from public transit because cleaner air, more cars off the road. And yeah, I might not take, I have taken public transit and it works really good for me when it's convenient, but it's not going to be convenient for everyone. But we're all going to save money in the end, just like Dave's saying. We're going to save money just by getting more people to use cleaner, you know, better
I like your connection to the public school system. You don't always, not everybody uses it, but we all pay for it. Okay, that to me was a better argument than I couldn't afford to take my kids to the movies in the truck.
Tony and Sandy, what do you think about free transit?
Well, I'm on the fence. I agree wholeheartedly with Deb when she mentions the inconvenience depending on where you're living.
Yeah,
and that's where I think these studies and UTA marketing even is missing the boat. If they could target certain blocks of area, say I'm in Sandy, let's say from 7th East to 13th East and from 90th South to 106 South, they can point people to the convenience of getting to there's a tracks line stop on 106 and one by Jordan High School and one on 90th South. And then from there, as you go east, it might not make sense for people, say, above 13th East, it's not as convenient. Yeah. And then as you get farther east, it's certainly not convenient. But if they would target those people where it is convenient, maybe they can increase their ridership.
Yeah, and
I think...
say,
hey, this makes sense for you group of people, and then expand from there. They could point bus routes to the tracks lines to the train lines, and so on.
Yeah, I appreciate that phone call. And I think one of the things that I've learned over the years, you have to try it. And not just try it once, because it will be inconvenient. The better you get at transportation, at public transportation, the more confident you are. Why do you think everybody in New York uses the subway system? It's confusing at first. But once you figure it out, it's very easy. It's just a way of life. You adjust your time schedule accordingly because you don't want to fight all the headaches. You forget how many headaches you have driving your car. That's miserable too.
Don't talk to me about my car right now. I've got a cracked windshield because a pebble skipped off the road and hit it. So you're right. I would save myself a few $100 right there alone. Rebecca from Midvale, you agree with Dave's argument.
And the governor's argument.
Free fare for all.
Yes, I agree with Dave. I think it would be great if public transportation was free and if more people would use it. And that would lead to expansion of the public transportation. And that would eventually take people off of the roads and clean up the air. I did live in Europe for a few years, 4 years, and I took public transportation everywhere, absolutely everywhere. Now, granted, it was not free. However, it was so convenient. And you could literally go anywhere in the entire country without ever using a car. And but we did have a car. However, I never used it. The only time we used it is if we maybe on a weekend wanted to go somewhere, you know, in the car.
Someplace amazing, yeah, especially if you're living in Europe.
The key here, and I think, and this is what Rebecca was talking about, she started using her car. She still used her car, but not as the standard mode of transportation. If you wanted to make a little trip, that's great. Use your car. But your everyday life was revolving around public transit.
Just looked up the price of a transit pass for June. $85.
Yeah,
$85 for unlimited travel on local buses and tracks for one calendar month. That does not include
Front Runner,
yep. Which is your ride.
Yeah, and that's significantly more expensive if you get the all-access Front Runner. I can't remember how much, maybe $120, $150, something along those lines.
$85 it would save. I will continue to follow that story. Straight ahead, a story we were following closely right here on the Dave and Dejanovic Show yesterday morning. What did Jordan District decide to do about Lay's being worn at graduation?
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.